今天当啊听到 Ivy 要离开的消息，可能大家都开始有一点魂不守舍了。
Everyone might be a little startled to find that Ivy is leaving us today.
但是不要紧，因为神永远不会离开我们。
But we must remember that God will never leave us.
啊，因为神的话语常常都与我们同在。
Because God's word is with us always.
啊，让我们啊继续的在查考我们的圣经。
And therefore, let us continue to study the Bible.
在《使徒行传》呢，第十七章里面有记载。
In Acts chapter 17, it records.
我现在正在玩一下我的新玩具，但是它不动。
Ben's playing with his new toy, which obviously doesn't work.
Beep. Ah, 原来这样的。Okay.
Working now.
好了，在《使徒行传》里面呢，记载一个，我读给大家听啊。但犹太人妒忌起来，招聚了一些市井流民，纠合成群，骚动全城，冲进了耶稣的家，搜索保罗和希拉，要把他们交给民众。搜索不到他们，就把耶稣和几个弟兄拉到地方长官那里，喊叫着说：“这些扰乱天下的人也到这里来了。”
So in Acts chapter 17 it records, but other Jews were jealous, so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace, formed the mob, and started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out to the crowd, but when they did not find him, they dragged Jason and some other followers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here."
当保罗和他的几位的同工传福音传到帖撒罗尼迦的时候呢，被那些反对的人称他们为扰乱世界的人。
It is apparent that when Paul and his co-workers had spread the gospel to Thessalonica, they were labeled as disturbers of the peace by the people who opposed them.
从而我们能够看到初期的基督徒啊，从耶稣开始的十二个门徒开始，在短短的时间之内啊，这么少的人，他们却改变了世界。
But also, since the early days of the Christian faith, these 12 disciples, in such a short period of time,change the world, even though the numbers were so small.
人数虽然少，力量却非常的惊人。
And although the numbers were so small, they were a very powerful force.
有没有看过那套电影啊？叫什么？斯巴达勇士那套电影。
Have you guys seen the movie 300?
三百个勇士抵挡了波斯的几十万的军队。
So 300 Spartan warriors held back the entire Persian army who invaded them.
那景象就像这样的样了。我们今天到处能够看到哈，有教堂，都是因为他们当时所做的工作。
Comparing this to the Christian faith, we see multitudes of churches all over the world nowadays, and that was all because of the small number of Christians back in the day.
这都是因为他们当时改变了那时候的世界。
That is because they had changed the world back then.
回到今天哦，今天我们世界上的基督徒啊，据不完全的统计呢，基督徒有超过十亿的人。
To this day, roughly there are over about a billion Christians in the world.
如果加上天主教徒的话呢，超过二十亿人。
And if you include Catholics, there are roughly 2 billion people of this faith in the world.
到处都有。自称为基督徒的人群。
And we see people all over the world claiming that they are Christians.
然后呢，有一位非常出名的基督徒学者叫陶素，他这样的讲。
But then, a very famous Christian theologian called A.W. Tozer said the following.
他说，今天的教会愚拙地认为已经得胜了，已经被社会接纳了。
Today's churches are foolish to think that they have won, that they have been accepted by society.
其实已经是投降于这一个堕落的社会。
Because it is in fact surrendered to a fallen society.
的确的，看看今天的基督教并没有在改变世界。
And it's true, today's churches have not changed the world.
反而我们是在被世界在改变着。
But rather, we are being changed by the world.
今天基督教没有在提升这个社会上面的道德水平。
Today's churches haven't improved the moral values of society.
反而在下降到和那个跟社会的那个堕落的道德标准在结合着。
Instead, moral values have been, of the church have been lowered to cater for society.
教会不断地向这个世界的价值观靠近，靠近。
And church's values are declining closer and closer to that of society.
而不是像初期教会的信徒一样，要立志，要持守信仰，要去改变这个世界。
And these were nothing like the Christians of the early days of the church who were determined to uphold their faith and change the world.
今天的教会和初级的教会有什么不一样的地方，而导致了这么不一样的结果呢？
So what are the differences between the churches of today and the churches of 2,000 years ago, and how did they result in such different endpoints?
关键在于当时的教会有一大群属灵的领袖和属灵的信徒。
Well, the key was that the church in the early days had a large group of spiritual leaders and spiritual believers.
他们可以影响世界，但是今天我们的教会太缺乏那一些有素质属灵的领袖来带领和训练那一些信徒。
So many, in fact, that they could impact and change the world. However, today's churches lack spiritual leaders to lead and spiritual believers.
以至到今天的教会不断地被世界来影响。
And furthermore, today's churches are continuously affected by the world around them and its worldly values.
怎样可以影响世界呢？
So how do we influence the world?
大家有听过《礼记》里面有一篇叫《大学篇》吗？
Have you heard of The Great Learning by, I think, Confucius?
这是很好的机会学学中文哦。
It's a very good time to learn a bit about Chinese literature.
在大学篇里面呢，这样的讲，古之欲明明德于天下者，先治其国；欲治其国者，先齐其家；欲齐其家者，先修其身；越修其身者，先正其心；越正其心者，先诚其意；欲诚其患者，先治其知；治之在格物。
So in the Great Learning, Confucius said,The ancients who wished to illustrate illustrious virtue through the kingdom first ordered well their own states. Wishing to order well their states, they regulated their families. Wishing to regulate their families, they first cultivated their persons. Wishing to cultivate their persons, they first rectified their hearts. Wishing to rectify their hearts, they first sought to be sincere in their thoughts. Wishing to be sincere in their thoughts, they first extended to the utmost their knowledge. Such extension of knowledge lay in the investigation of things.
我相信英文会比中文容易明白，是吧？
I think they both sound pretty bad, actually.
其实这个也是我们常常会听到的，叫做修身齐家治国平天下。
And this, some of you may be aware, has been shortened to the famous quote, cultivate oneself, bring order to the family, govern the country, bring peace to all.
这个大意就是说呢，古代的人他要影响或者是平定天下的人，他首先要做的事情是要治理好他的国家。
And in summary, this basically means that in ancient times, the people who wished to influence the world must first govern their own country rightly.
如果他想治理好自己的国家，他首先要做的是要治理好自己的家庭。
But then, those who wish to govern their nations righteously, they first need to bring order into their own families.
如果要整顿好自己的家庭的人，首先你要整顿好自己个人的修养。
And those who wish to bring order into their own families must first cultivate themselves.
而你想去整顿自己的修养的时候，你首先要端正自己的思想。
And hence, those who wish to cultivate and empower themselves must first correct their thinking.
我们的思想端正了，我们就自然可以开始我们的个人的修养。
And if our thinking is correct, then we will naturally be able to self-improve and cultivate ourselves.
当我们的修养，个人的修养完善了，然后我们的家庭就会开始有秩序。
And after improving oneself, one is then able to bring order to one's family.
家庭整顿好了，我们就可以开始去安顿我们的国家。
And once the family is corrected, then one is able to achieve national stability and prosperity.
只有国家安定繁荣，你才能够平定天下。
And only after achieving national prosperity will you be able to bring peace to the world.
这就是自身、家庭、治国和平天下四样东西的关系。
And this is the relationship between self, family, country, and world. According to Confucius.
保罗今天在提摩太前书第三章里面讲到了，当教会要去影响这个世界的时候，属灵的领袖应该是怎样的。
So Paul, in today's passage, 1 Timothy 3, when the church wants to influence the world, he speaks about what qualities spiritual leaders must have.
那这里提到的教会当中有两种的侍奉的岗位，就是监督和执事，在圣经当中。那这不一定和今天我们教会的架构是一样的。
And they mentioned two types of positions in the churches. The NIV actually translates it as overseers and deacons, but I think the other one said bishops and deacons. Although today's churches may not necessarily have the same structure.
啊，但总的来说，它指的是教会领袖。
But all in all, it's talking about the leaders of the church.
他所讲的重点，其实也是刚才我们提到的修身、齐家、治国、平天下这四个范围。
And in fact, Paul's main points are basically these four points of cultivating oneself, bringing order to the family, governing the country, and bringing peace to all.
修身讲的就是一个基督徒个人的操守和品格。
Cultivating oneself is about a Christian developing their own personal integrity.
这些都是保罗对一个教会领袖在个人品格上面的要求。
This is a requirement by Paul, for the personal character of a Christian leader.
那在今天的经文当中呢，我选出了一些是有关于个人的操守的。在第二节有节制、自律、庄重、乐意接待客旅、善于教导。
So some of these qualities, for example, in verse 2, it says must be temperate, sensible, respectable, hospitable, and an apt teacher.
那第三节不好酒，不打人。只要温和，与人无争，不贪财。
Verse 3, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, and not a lover of money.
啊，还有第八节，不一口两舌，不酗酒，不贪不义之财。
Verse 8 continues with these qualities, being not double-tongued, not indulging in much wine, and not greedy for money.
啊，还有第九节，用清洁的良心持守信仰的奥秘。
Verse 9 says to hold fast to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience.
那这一节呢讲的呢是讲到个人与神之间啊保持亲密的关系。
These verses are all talking about maintaining a close personal relationship with God.
还有第十一节讲到他们的妻子也要庄重，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠心。
And in verse 11, it continues that much in the same way, women are to be worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate.And trustworthy in everything.
我想这些的词语哦，都很浅白的，我不需要去解释它是什么意思。
I mean, I think these verses are fairly straightforward and self-explanatory to everybody.
我相信大家能看得明白。
So I think everyone will understand these words.
我们再看下一个齐家，如果我们再看这个有关家庭的教导是怎样呢
？So now let us move on to the teachings in relation to families.
第二节讲到只做一个妻子的丈夫。
Verse 2 it says bishops must be married only once.
啊，十二节也讲到了执事只可做一个妻子的丈夫。
And deacons also must only be married once.
啊，这两节是讲到神所创造的家庭应该是如何的。
And here it is talking about the family structure, family unit that God has created and what it should be like.
那下面还有啊，四节第四节说要好好的管理自己的家，使儿女凡事敬重顺服。
In verse 4, he continues, he must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him. He must do so in a manner worthy of full respect.
那十二节又讲到了善于管理儿女和自己的家。
And further on, a deacon must be faithful to his wife, must manage his children and household well.
这都是讲到管理家庭的能力。
This is all talking about the ability to manage a family.
如果一家几口你都管理不好，你怎么样去管理神的家呢
？If someone cannot even manage the few members of their family, how then are they going to manage God's family?
我们再看下去，治国了。第三个治国，如果我们应用到教会的时候呢，我们可以说是在教会的侍奉或者管理教会。
I mean, governing the country is comparable to governing a church. This is serving the church.
好，我们再看看经文当中有哪一些是关于这方面的呢
？So let us look at the Bible verses once again.
啊，第一节讲到要渴慕监督的职分。
They must desire a noble task.
啊，这我想讲的就是说，一个基督徒对侍奉神的热情啊，不是被逼的去侍奉的，而是发自内心去渴慕想去侍奉。
This refers to genuine passion when serving, instead of being forced to do ministry, that they are actually enthusiastic personally to undergo ministry.
那第六节呢又提到初信主的不可做监督，恐怕他骄傲就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。
Verse 6, it gives a warning, he must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil.
我们知道一个人刚刚信主的时候呢，虽然心里相信耶稣，但是呢在脑子里面仍然会带着很多世界外面的那种的价值观。
An example of this is one who has only recently started believing in God, although they may believe in Christ in their hearts, they may still have a lot of viewpoints, which is the same as the rest of the world, worldly views.
而且呢刚刚信主对圣经的教导还不是很熟悉。
And also, they may not be too familiar with the teachings of the Bible.
那如果很快的把它放到领袖的位置上面去带领教会呢，很容易会把外面世界的价值观带进教会来影响教会。
If they are put into a leadership position too soon, and given the responsibility to lead a church, they may bring too many worldly ideas and mentalities to the church.
教会需要灵命成熟的人来作为领袖。
And hence, the church needs more spiritually mature leaders.
但同时大家要记得哦，这并不代表说你信主的时间长你就是灵命成熟。
But everyone please note here that it doesn't necessarily mean if you believe in God for a long time that you will be spiritually mature.
如果你是一个不追求的基督徒的话，你信主30年可能都比不上一个信主3天的人。
Because if you do not seek, even someone who has been Christian for 30 years may not compare to someone who is a recent convert.
我们再看下去啊。讲到第七节，教外一个好的声誉。
Continuing in verse 7, it says, he must also have a good reputation with outsiders.
那这是指的这即使不在教会当中啊，这个人啊，他的品格也是在外面被尊重的。
This means that even outside of the church, the person's character must be well respected.
还有13节啊，也因着相信基督耶稣得到大大的胆量。
In verse 13 says, those who are served well gained an excellent standing, great assurance in the faith in Christ Jesus.
这是讲到我们侍奉的力量是从神来的，不是靠我们自己的力量。
And this is saying that the strength to serve comes from God and is not achieved by ourselves.
我相信讲的这些经文不是很难明白。
I think all these verses are pretty straightforward, easy to understand.
古代的人他修身齐家治国，他最终的目的是要做什么呢？
Well, the ancient saying of cultivating oneself, bringing order to the family, governing the country, what is the ultimate goal for all these things?
他们最终的目的是要平定天下，成为一个天下的统治者。
Well, the ultimate goal is to bring peace to the world, to become a ruler of a peaceful universe.
基督徒，我们操练个人的品格，我们管理好自己的家庭，我们在教会尽心的去侍奉，我们的目的是什么？
Us as Christians, when we practice our personal character, when we manage our relationships with our families, and when we dedicate and undertake ministries to church, what is our ultimate goal?
目的很清晰，很明显。每一个基督徒，我们的目的就是要福音传遍天下。
Well, our goal is very straightforward and very clear. It is to preach the gospel to the world.
不是我们要成为统治者。
We are not trying to become the rulers or the dictators of the world.
而是耶稣基督，他的国度要成为这个世界的统治者。
But rather, we seek that the kingdom of God become the leader of the world.
我们要让更多的人成为天国的子民。
So that more people can become citizens of heaven.
传福音是每一个基督徒的使命。
Spreading the gospel is every Christian's commandment.
要影响这个世界，要为耶稣赢得更多的灵魂。保罗告诉我们，从今天的经文当中啊，总括了三个前提。
In order to influence the world and to win more souls for Christ, Paul tells us that there are three preconditions.
第一个，个人的品格操守。
Firstly,
有没有呢?
Practicing integrity and personal character. Have we done this?
第二个，我们要管理好自己的家庭。
Secondly, we must manage our families.
我想这个家庭不是说你要有了结了婚，有了孩子，这才叫一个家庭。
I think when it refers to family here, it doesn't just mean after you become married and have your own children and family.
我们每一个人在家庭当中都有一个位置。
Every one of us right now has a certain position within their family.
我们可能是丈夫或者妻子。
We could be husbands or wives.
我们可能是父母或者是儿女。
We can be parents or children.
每一个人，我们都有一个责任去帮助管理好那个家庭。
Each of us has a role and responsibility within that family unit.
我们做到了吗？
Have we done this?
第三个，在教会侍奉的热心。
Thirdly, to enthusiastically serve the church.
这一点我非常感谢主。
At this point, I am very thankful to God.
当我们前两个礼拜把那个侍奉的单张发下去的时候，我们收回来这么多的人愿意去服侍。
When we handed out the expressions of interest forms a few weeks back, there was such a great response from people who wanted to serve.
神在我们身上每一个人都给了我们的恩典，让我们有侍奉的能力。
God has given us blessings and endowments in each and every one of us in order to serve Him.
问题是我们愿不愿意去使用。
But the question is, are we willing to use our blessings?
最后，我想大家能够把几个问题带回大家的团契当中去讨论。
In conclusion, I hope that everyone can bring a few questions and issues to discuss in your individual Bible studies.
那所以各位团契的组长，请你们把问题抄下了。
So all the group leaders, please copy down these questions now.
好，不在上面的我讲。
It's not on the slide, so we'll just be dictating them.
第一个，保罗所讲的那一些条件，只是给那一些想做领袖的人吗？
So the first question is, all the qualities and characteristics that Paul has mentioned, are these only applicable to church leaders?
如果我不想做领袖，我就不需要这一些特质了吗？
And so, does this mean that if I do not want to be a leader, I don't need these preconditions?
第二个问题，在这些范围里面，你现在缺乏哪一样？
And the second question is, out of all these characteristics and qualities in different areas,Which ones are you yourself lacking?
或者我不应该说哪一样，应该是哪一些啊？
How many of these are you lacking in?
第三个，你可以从哪里开始行动，以致福音可以广传
？And the third question is, where can we start to spread the gospel and undertake improving all these qualities?
当你们回去查经的时候，把这几个问题也顺便查一查。
Please also search these questions and discuss these questions when you are doing your next discussion, your Bible study.